are listening to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain, and up next is another episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. to learn from our amazing young scientist in Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class. Without further ado, here is today's episode.
Hello and welcome back to Science According to Sixth Graders. This is Oliver Keener, and today I'm interviewing May Polansky on electric circuits, so let's get started. Question one. What exactly are electric circuits?
There are different types of electric circuits, including series and parallel, which we're going to talk about more later. But electric circuits are a complete loop or path that allows the flow of electrons to travel through things like wires, resistors, and light bulbs.
My second question is, what are series and parallel circuits?
First, parallel circuits are an electric pathway with multiple branches, so each load operates independently. For example, in a string of lights, if one light turns off, the others will stay on. A series circuit is a circuit where all of the components are in a complete loop, so the electrons flow through each one fully before returning to the key power source. If strings of lights were a series circuit, when one light went off, they all would go.
What circuit is better to use?
It depends on the situation. Parallel circuits are often used in houses because each load, for example, a light, is on its own branch. When turning off a light in your bedroom, the light in your dining room doesn't turn off also.
That makes sense. So what could you use a series circuit for in your house?
Well, series circuits have something called a voltage drop. Basically, the voltage is split up between each load, meaning that things like appliances can't use series circuits because there's not enough volts. But smaller systems like thermostats and safety devices can.
How do different types of circuits affect the voltage and current?
In a parallel circuit, the current is divided, but the voltage stays constant. So with 3 amps, the unit for current, and there are 3 loads, each load gets 1 amp. But in a series circuit, the voltage is divided and the current stays the same. So with 3 loads and 9 volts, each load would get 3 volts.
Interesting. Well, I have no more for today. So this has been Science According to Sixth Graders. Thank you for your time, May.
Thank you. But before you go, here's a joke. Why did the series circuit gang up on the parallel circuit?
I don't know why.
Because when one has a problem, they all do.
That's a good one. Well, see you next time.
Thank you once again for listening to today's episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us this time next week for more incredible science stories from Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class here at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. And remember to always keep your radio tuned to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain.